Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that businesses cut back sharply on the orders for long-lasting manufactured goods in December. Orders for durable goods fell 4.3% in December compared with November. There was widespread weakness in a number of categories, including a 1.3% decline in demand for non-defense capital goods, excluding aircraft. This category is viewed as a proxy for business investment plans. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 110,000 metric tons of corn to Spain during the 2013-14 marketing year, which began on September the 1st. Authorities in eastern China announced a ban today on live poultry sales following an increase in the number of people infected with the H7N9 strain of bird flu. So far this year, the virus has killed 19 people in China. DuPont Company says its fourth quarter earnings doubled, and the chemical and agriculture company unveiled a new $5 billion share repurchase plan. It expects to repurchase $2 billion in 2014 and the remainder thereafter. DuPont's quarterly income was $185 million, or 20 cents a share, versus $92 million, or 9 cents a share a year earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 15,832. It's up 45 points. The NASDAQ, 3487, down 15 and 3 quarters. The S&P 500 is 1780. It is up 5 points. Joining us live on the telephone right now to take a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. I hope you're having a good day and staying warm. The biggest problem we've got out there right now is the bitter cold. And as you know, many areas across the Central Plains and even the southwestern part of the Corn Belt have been snow-free overnight, and temperatures have been in the positive and negative single-digit readings. We saw temperatures down in Nebraska and parts of northern Kansas, as well as western Iowa and Missouri, all the way into western southern Illinois, dropping below that minimum threshold for crop damage to the winter wheat crop without any snow on the ground. So we're kind of concerned about that. To be honest with you, though, I'm not quite sure it is a real serious situation, but me, like everyone else, will really not have a very good clue how much damage actually occurred this winter until we see the green up take place, which obviously is a few weeks away at least. We have some changes in the weather here, which unfortunately many of you will not necessarily appreciate. We are going to get away from the extreme cold, which is wonderful news, but the sad part of it is that we'll see a more active precipitation pattern. And as we move forward into the next week to 10 days, we have three storm systems that will impact a portion of the Midwest. The first storm system is expected to come out of Montana and pass through portions of South Dakota and Nebraska. This will take place late tomorrow into Thursday, and it'll race across the upper Midwest, passing through eastern Iowa, northern Illinois, and parts of Wisconsin and Michigan as we go through the afternoon on Thursday. 1 to 2 and local 3-inch snows will likely occur with that event. That's not too much of a big deal. The second storm system will start off rather poorly organized in the Central Plains, and this will occur probably late Friday going into Saturday. And that storm system will become better organized as it moves east of the Mississippi River. And some areas from Ohio into Illinois will see 2 to 6-inch accumulations with this event if it comes together as well as some of the computer forecast models have suggested. The greatest snows will probably be from east central Illinois to northern Ohio, but we'll have to just watch the system rather closely. After that, the big coup de grace of all the storms will likely occur next week, and we'll likely see this during the early to middle part of the week, beginning in hard red winter wheat country and working its way across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. And as it does so, we could see some heavy rains occur across the lower Mississippi River Basin and parts of the Tennessee River Basin, and some substantial snows across the heart of the Midwest. I know this is still a week away, but all the ingredients are starting to come together for this, so we want to be at least aware of its potentiality. In the meantime, it looks like we'll see relatively quiet conditions in other areas of the U.S. There's not going to be any more freeze damage in any of the wheat country. Citrus areas in Florida will be fine as well. And in South America, the harvest in Brazil will go very well over the next week to 10 days, and it will get a lot wetter in parts of Argentina. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Want to avoid the long registration lines at our 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting? Call 217-333-7300 and order your tickets now for the March 4th event at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. They're $30, and along with a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch, you'll hear from Sue Martin and all our analysts on corn and soybean futures and cash grain marketing. And we'll also get the lowdown on land values for 2014 and look at the commodity title of the new farm bill. And you'll get a 25th anniversary commemorative hat marking the occasion. Call with your major credit card, 217-333-7300, and guarantee your spots. We'll mail your tickets to you.
Support comes from Country Financial. Country Financial is hosting farm information sessions throughout Illinois from December to March. Topics include updates to the federal crop insurance program, the farm bill, and how to use grain marketing and crop insurance together to manage risk. Registration information is on their crop update website at countrycrop.com/update.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red May wheat, 6.23 1/4 up 3. July, 6.18 3/4 up 2 3/4. Soft May wheat, 5.74 up 4 1/4. July, 5.79 up 3 3/4. March corn, 4.32 3/4 up 1. July, 4.43 1/2 down 1/2. December, 4.51 3/4 down 3/4. March soybeans, 12.81 1/4 down 6 1/2. July, 12.50 3/4 down 5 3/4. November, 11.01 1/2 unchanged. March soybean meal, 427.70 down 3.20 now 3.30. March soybean oil, 37.10 up 4 cents. February live cattle, 143.02 1/2 down 12 1/2. January feeders, 171.02 1/2 up 5. And February lean hogs are 85.22 1/2 and they are down 35. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
What do you make of the price action thus far this week?
Sideways. When there's more rumors about China canceling beans going south or more news about better weather in south, it goes down a little in the beans, especially the old crop. When it's talking about hot and dry, it goes right back up. Corn's just basically straight sideways.
Is there a bias toward the corn spreads remaining firm?
Probably will do that, yes. Nearby beating out, far out.
And the big sideways, which is going all the way back to the middle of November, can you think of anything on the horizon that would really break us out of it either way between now and, say, a week or two before the planting intentions report?
Well, the February report, if it changes something, might do something in February, that around the 10th, and that's about it. Otherwise, weather in South America, rumors and actual actions out of China, pretty much under control.
Meanwhile, over in the soybean market, it's a little bit more herky-jerky, I would say.
Well, if you look at the last 2 weeks, we went up 65 cents in 3 days in the old crop. And then by the next Friday, we were down 68 cents. And on that day, we were down that 68 cents all the way down. We bounced 22 cents off of it. So beans have been 12.63 to 13.30, and they could go any direction in those in that zone.
Is the bias higher because of meal, or is the beginnings of more significant talk about PED going to sneak in and infect the meal market in some way?
Well, that could a little bit, depending on how, you know, that thing is going to run its course, they say, in a year, and then it'll be gone, but it continues to infect new herds in places, so that would make meal usage a little less. I think the big factor right now is just on old crop South American weather. Is it going to be a bigger crop or not? And that's helping hold it down.
And Argentina producers continue to holding their old crop beans doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, the peso there that they are supposedly going to let float, I don't know if they're really letting float.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a great one.
That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Call today to reserve your tickets for the March 4th All-Day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House. They're just $30, and you'll hear from all of our on-air analysts on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. And also presenting will be Sue Martin. 217-333-7300 is the number to call to reserve your seats. 217-333-7300. March corn, 432 and a quarter, up a half. December, 451 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. March soybeans, 1280 and a half, down 7 1/4. November, 1101 and 3/4, up a quarter. And March soybean meal, 427.60, down 330. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central Time.